Fourthly and lastly, pratibhana pratisamvid, or analytical knowledge of courage. This isn't courage in the ordinary sense. It's courage in a rather special sense. You may have personal experience of the truth and reality of things, at least to some extent. You may have conceptual formulations of that experience clearly in your mind. You may even have the words with which to express the conceptual formulations, the ideas in your mind. But all that even is not enough. It's not enough for communication. There's one thing still needed. Courage. Courage in the sense of courage and boldness in speech. Promptitude. Wit. It's not enough to have the words. Everybody's got the words, you might say. You must have them at the very moment that they are needed. You shouldn't have to search around for the words. It's no use finding the words a week later. But what is it that prevents us finding the words the very moment, the very second that they're needed? It may be poor memory, of course. But more often than not, it is simply lack of courage, lack of confidence, and therefore lack of promptitude, lack of ready speech, even lack of wit. So the Bodhisattva cultivates not only the analytical knowledge of phenomena or principles, not only the analytical knowledge of meaning and the analytical knowledge of etymology, he also cultivates the analytical knowledge of courage. He cultivates them all as means of communication. He cultivates them all as part of upaya paramita, the perfection of skillful means. It might be helpful, though perhaps a little saddening, a little sobering, to contrast the Bodhisattva's practice of the analytical knowledges with our own shortcomings in this respect. We have to begin with little or no experience of the truth and reality of things. Our conceptual formulations, our ideas, are vague, confused, unsystematic, not to say incoherent and even meaningless. Our command of language is pitifully weak, inadequate, clumsy and halting. We are lacking in courage and boldness of speech, except when we are ignorant of what we are talking about. It's not surprising that we have difficulty in communicating. I happen to find, when I was thinking about this talk, I happen to find these very shortcomings where one might least expect to find them. I found them on the back cover of the American edition. Thank heavens it wasn't the English edition. The American edition of Luke's translation of the Vimala Kirti Nirdesha itself. So I'll have something to say about this, and then proceed to the third and last of the three things in the practice or employment of which upaya, or skillful means, consists. That is to say, the dharanis, or magical formulae, which I'm sure you're all waiting for.